Good morning, family and friends of Alamo United Methodist Church. That is Alamo, the place to be on Sundays. And for those who found us on their radio at FM 96.9 San Antonio, we're located at 4071 Fort North Foster Road. For anyone who may be looking for a new church home or just one to visit, come and see us. Everyone is welcome. Come any Sunday morning at 10:30. The opening scripture selected for this morning is Psalm 149, taken from the New King James Version of our Bible. Listen for God's word in this reading. It is entitled, Praise to God for His Salvation and Judgment. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song and His praise in the assembly of saints. Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Let the children of Zion be joyful of their King. Let them praise Him and praise His name with a dance. Let them sing praises to Him with the timbrel and harp. For the Lord takes pleasure in His people. He will beautify the humble with salvation. Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand to execute vengeance on the nations and punishments on the peoples, to bind their kings with chains and their nobles with fetters of iron, to execute on them the written judgment. This honor have all His saints. Praise the Lord. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. O Lord, here we are again today, another Sunday, another day that we can come together as Alamo United Methodist Church, as believers in Christ, as your children, Lord. We come to offer you our worship and offer you our praise. And we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I know we ask for so much. And Lord, but you're so full of compassion and mercy, and we're thankful for that. We're thankful, Lord, that we were able to even come in the building and worship. Thankful that, Lord, it took all some of us had to even get here. Thank you, Lord. You provided that for us. And Lord, as we go further in your worship, we ask that you would strengthen our hearts and give us that peace that only you can give us. And most of all, Lord, we're so thankful that we belong to you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, would you please stand? Would you please stand for a minute and just kind of look around at each other? You don't have to move. You don't have to go anywhere. I want you to just look at each other. Look real hard at each other like you've never seen them before in your life. And just say, hello, how you doing? Amen. 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 There you go. There you go.
Light of the world, you step down into darkness. Open my eyes, let me see.
You too, my brother. God bless you. God bless you. Tom, I'm looking directly at you.
David, how you doing, man?
It's all yours, David. Yeah. Angel, Carolyn, how y'all doing? I guess I better get over here. Okay, you can go back to your seats now. All right.
All right. Please join me in the Apostles' Creed.
Would you please stand, please?
Is it up there? All right. All right. The Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ
his only Son,
our Lord,
who was conceived by the Holy Spirit,
born
of the Virgin Mary,
suffered under Pontius Pilate,
was crucified, dead, and buried.
The third day he arose from the dead.
He ascended into heaven
and sitteth at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit,
the Holy
Universal Church,
the communion
of saints,
the forgiveness of sins,
the resurrection of the body,
and
the life everlasting.
Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Thank you, David.
All right, we go from that into birthdays and anniversaries. And I know some of the people are here today. So on Wednesday the 13th, Mary Lambert is having a birthday. There she is, all right. And then on Thursday the 14th, Joni Peterson.
Yay.
On the 14th, also on the 14th, Michelle Peck. Oh, it's actually the 15th. Okay, Michelle Peck on the 15th, and then Barbara Holcomb on the 15th. And then the anniversary, which is tomorrow, Dixie and Keith Souter. Yay! All right. So we'll sing Happy Birthday and include the anniversary in there. All right.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
And many more.
Amen.
All right. Do we have any announcements? No? Okay. All right. Come on up.
Would you please stand for our opening hymn? What a friend we have in Jesus.
Missed you. Grant us, Lord, not to be anxious about earthly things, but to love things heavenly. And even now, while we are placed among things that are passing away, we hold fast to those that shall endure. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and with one Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Let us prepare for our tithes and our offerings. Pray with me. Father God, we come here seeking, but we come here with humble hearts. So often throughout the week, we forget that you are the source, that you are there. We overlook your children that are in need. And for this, we ask that you forgive us. We ask, Lord, that you make us the cheerful givers that you so desire, and that you use our tithes and our offerings to further your kingdom here on earth. These things we ask through the name of our Savior, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
On the water. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of them to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before the dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, and don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down off the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "Oh, you of little faith," he said, why did you doubt? And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, truly, you are the Son of God. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Amen. You may be seated.
Thank you.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. That's very good. Very good. You guys have been practicing, haven't you?
Good morning. Thank
Good
you,
morning.
Choir. Thank you. Thank you guys for your gift of music to us. All right. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, renew us in us the gifts of your mercy. Increase our faith, strengthen our hope, enlighten our understanding, enlarge our love, and make us ever ready to serve you, both in body and soul, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Take a moment of silence. Let the peace of Christ wash over you. Let the Holy Spirit open your hearts and minds so that you may absorb the message that God has for each of us today. Let us go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, we come seeking, we come empty. We ask, Lord, that you fill us with your Spirit. We ask that you give strength to Pastor Ted so that he may be your instrument. Let his words be your words, and let the Holy Spirit wash over him always. And further, Lord, open our ears that as we hear the message, that it is indelibly written on our hearts. And when we leave this place, let us take your word to the world. These things we ask in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Last week, Miss Jane was up here with the children doing a wonderful lesson on friendship and showing love to other people. And she wants to continue to do that in coming Sundays. But she is not able to be here today, so I told her I would fill in. Come on, guys. Everybody up here? Sitting right next to Laura? Okay, I'm going to ask you some questions and talk to you, and I want you to speak loud enough for my old ears to hear, and then I will repeat in the microphone what you said, okay? How many of you like to have fun with your friends? All right. How many of you like to play games? Yeah, me too. And when I was your age, there was kind of a fun game that we used to play, a really old game, called Follow the Leader. And there would be a line, and there would be a leader. And sometimes that leader would take us up some stairs, or go through tall grass, or maybe even go into a dark tunnel. And all the time we would sing, following the leader, the leader, the leader, we're following the leader wherever she may go. And we take turns, right? Well, we as those of us who are Christians, who's our leader? God, right? And when Miss Harriet has us open the Bible every kids club, we find out who God is by hearing what Jesus did and what he had to say to us, right? So what is it that you know about Jesus that makes you want to follow him, that would make you want to follow his leadership? What do you know about Jesus? Yessie? Ooh, the big one, the big answer. He died on the cross for our sins. And we know from John 3:16 that tells us how much God loves us. Thank you, Catherine. Yes, Cheyenne. Speak loud because I can't hear you. There was three crosses, and the middle one was right for our sins again. So you just said some things that give us a good reason to follow Jesus as our leader. Pastor Ted is going to talk about, I'll get right to you, Delilah. Pastor Ted's going to talk about some people who followed Jesus, and specifically 12 men, his disciples, who followed him. They recognized that Jesus was so special, so unique, so wonderful, that they followed him. And, of course, we know that is true about him also. And one of the disciples, Peter, later, after following Jesus for a couple years, Jesus asked him, "Who do you say that I am?" If someone came up to Peter, what would Peter say about Jesus? And Peter said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And the word Christ means the one who came to save us, the Savior, right? So Peter knew that. And there are a bunch of people out here in your church family who are praying for you and praying that you will come to the place in your life that if someone comes up to you, a friend, a classmate, even an adult, and says, "Who is Jesus?" Colt, you will say, "He's my Savior, the Son of the living God." Amen. How many of you agree with that? Anybody? All right. God, the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Delilah, what did you have to share? Come up here.
God gave his only Son so that whoever believes in him won't perish but will have eternal life.
Amen. Thank you, Delilah. And every single one of these kids said that for memory in Kids Club this morning, I'll have you know. All right, let's pray. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, we are so thankful that you gave your Son, Jesus, to die for our sins, to pay the penalty for our sins, to save us from our sins. And we recognize him as our Savior. We recognize him as our leader. Help us to be good followers. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Morning. This morning, we want to take a look at our scripture reference this morning, Matthew 14, verses 22 through 33. And in these verses, we're going to find some very, very good principles to live by. And that principle is that what these scriptures are pointing out is the faith that we must have to trust the Lord and to go through this journey. And the most important part is that first, that very first step of faith that you must take. So our title is The Step of Faith. And it's going to focus around on one particular story, a story that everyone knows very well. And it's going to focus particularly on one person, and that person is Peter. Going to focus that Peter, when Peter steps out of the boat and he tries to walk to Jesus, you see, Peter takes a singular step of faith, and this has been recorded all through history. So we have a lot to learn from these verses. We're going to learn about the power of faith, the temptation of fear, and the effect, the ripple effect that it has when we step out in faith. Now, as we read through these scriptures, Matthew 14, 22 through 33,
you can see why this is one of the most important and powerful lessons of faith. Philip Yancey says faith means believing in advance what will only make sense in reverse. Let me say that again, because I had to read that 30 times to figure out what Mr. Yancey's talking about. But I think you'll get it as we go through. Faith means believing in advance what will only make sense in reverse. You see, it must have been an absolute shocking thing to have experienced what Peter was about to experience. But we have the benefit of looking at it in reverse. We know what happened. And we are able to learn from and hopefully apply several lessons of faith. First and foremost, we see the power of Jesus and his ability to invite others into the waters with him. So let's remember this morning, that faith is just not a passive belief, but it is an active trust in God that can empower us to do extraordinary things. And in these passages, we see Peter, a simple fisherman, stepping out of a boat in the middle of a stormy sea. Huh, boy. Now, this is not normal or rational action. How many of you would get out of a boat and start walking toward Jesus, I wonder? You see, it defies all the laws of nature and human instinct for self-preservation. You step out of that boat, buddy, you're going to sink. You're going straight to the bottom. But you know what, folks? But Peter, he's not acting on his own understanding or strength. He's acting on faith. He's responding to Jesus' invitation, his master, his rabbi. And his faith and trust empowers him to do what is humanly impossible. Listen at this. To walk on water. So we see in this the power of faith. It's the ability to trust God so completely that we are willing to step out of our comfort zones, to take risks, to defy the norms and expectations of the world around us. It's the courage to believe that with God, all things are possible, even when everything in our human understanding screams that this is just not going to work. It's just impossible. We can look at the teenage Mary being told that she will give birth to the Messiah, and then she proclaimed, "Nothing is impossible with God," in Luke 1:37. It's the Apostle Paul writing to the church at Philippi from prison and trusting. He says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me," in Philippians 4:13. You see, faith is just not about believing in God, but also believing in what God can do through us. It's about believing that God can use us to accomplish his purposes, no matter how inadequate or unqualified we may feel. You see, Peter was not one who had went to school to be a water walker. He didn't know anything about that. He was just a fisherman. But his faith in Jesus empowered him to step out of the boat and onto the water. I tell you what, folks, faith is a lifelong journey. And so having faith is also about persevering. Even when Peter began to sink, you see, he didn't give up or turn back. He cried out to Jesus. He said, "Lord, save me." And Jesus immediately, he reached out his hand and caught him. This shows us that even when our faith falters, even when we are filled with doubt, Jesus is right there to catch us. You see, he doesn't abandon us in our moments of doubt and fear. He's always there to strengthen us and to lift us up again. Faith changes us. It changes how we see ourselves, how we see the world, and how we see God. It empowers us to step out in courage, to stay focused, and to persevere in the face of challenges. A story that I like to tell you this morning is about one who stepped out of her comfort zone She knew that if she went before the king, it was in those days that if you did not ask to see the king, or if you were called, if you went before him, he had the power to put you to death. But this one, this dear lady, she stepped out of her comfort zone because she knew her people were about to be slaughtered. So she knew that she had to say something. So she went before the king and she begged for the life of her people. And surely enough, the king heard her and he did not kill her. The person or the woman whom I speak about is Esther. Esther went before the king knowing that she could be killed, but she said, no, I've got to do something. You see, folks, when it's time to get up and move, you got to get up and move. Amen. Well, Lord, I'm scared. I can't do it. I don't feel good. I guess if we had a book of excuses, we could probably make a lot of money, I guess. But the Lord doesn't want to hear excuses. He doesn't want to hear excuses. He wants to hear, yes, Lord, I'll go. And he wants us to take that first step of faith. Now, along with the power of faith, we must talk about the temptation of fear. You see, fear is a very powerful emotion, and we can experience it both positively and negatively throughout our lives. And this is what Psychology Today says about fear. Fear is generally considered a reaction to something immediate that threatens your security or safety, such as being startled by someone suddenly jumping out at you from behind a bush. The emotion of fear is felt as a sense of dread, alerting you to the possibility that your physical self might be harmed, which in turn motivates you to protect yourself. This is called the notion of fight or flight. And this is considered a fear response and describes the behavior of various animals when they are threatened. But if we look at the story of Peter walking on the water, we see a very good example of this. You see, Peter initially, he was full of faith. Boy, he jumped right out of that boat, stepped out of that water at Jesus' command. But as soon as he takes his eyes off of Jesus, he sees the wind and the wave and everything blowing around him, the storm. Fear grips him, and he begins to sink. He was completely overwhelmed by his situation, and he was filled with fear. Fear tempts us to doubt God, doubt his power and his promises. It whispers in our ear, you're going to sink. You can't do this. It's too hard. It's too risky. Fear tempts us to stay in the boat, to play it safe, to stick with what's comfortable and familiar. Folks, we're not able to do that today. Jesus is coming back, and we don't know when. We can't afford to play it safe. We have to get out of the boat, and we have to step out on faith. Because God did not call us to a life of comfort and safety. He called us to a life of faith. And faith and trust, of life that requires us to get out of that boat and get into the water. Even when wind is blowing and the waves are high and a storm is raging. You know, but I'll say this, fear is not always a bad thing. Fear can be also a healthy response to danger. It can protect us from harm and prompt us to take necessary precautions. But when fear keeps us from obeying God and stepping out in faith, then it becomes a problem. When fear holds us back from the life that God has invited us into, then we know that we need to step back and reassess the things. You see, C.S. Lewis once said this, courage is not simply one of the virtues, but the form of every virtue at the testing point. Courage is actually faith in action. It's getting out of that boat, even when we're scared. It keeps our eyes focused on Jesus, even when the waves get high. It's trusting God, even when we can't see the way forward. Fear is, it's in all of us. It's hardwired in us. And it'll always be part of our lives. But listen, we don't have to let it control us. And hopefully, you won't let it control you. Instead of letting fear control you, you can do this. You can choose to trust God. And instead of keeping your eyes on your problem and your circumstances, keep your eyes on Jesus and step out in faith, even when we get scared. Because the truth is, folks, the only thing that's scarier than stepping out into the water is staying in the boat and missing out on what the Lord has for us and how it might impact the lives around us. The other thing about these scriptures talking on faith is the ripple effect, the effect that it has on people, the effect that this story has had on people for many, many years. You see, after Jesus and Peter climbed back into the boat, the wind died down. You know, this is just one more lesson about trusting God. Peace in the midst of a storm. You see, when we trust God, we get peace also. A peace that surpasses all understanding, even in the midst of life's storm. Finally, those in the boat, they worship Jesus saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." You see, this is our ultimate reward of trusting God. We get to know who he really is. When we trust God, we get to know him more. We get to see his power. We get to see his love, his grace, and his mercy. We get to experience him in a personal and a very intimate way. We get to see him. And when others watch us, our life of faith, they see us going through our ups and downs. They see how we come through by our faith. They'll get to see Jesus too. They'll get to see Jesus working in us and through us. They'll get to hear us give all the glory and credit to him. You know, these are the ripple effects. That's how our faith will spread. It all begins with a single step. It begins when we answer the call and the invitation to Christ to come and see. As we close today, let's remember that our faith in God is not just about seeing and then believing. It's about believing when we can't even see. It's like taking that first step on a stairway and all you see is the first step and you can't see the rest of the staircase. It's about stepping out of our comfort zones, knowing that Jesus is there to catch us when we falter. It's about overcoming obstacles and the temptation to engage in fear. You see, Peter had the courage to step out into the water. He had the courage to answer the call and invitation of Christ. Sure, he faltered, but he got up. He got caught looking in the winds and the waves, but he also experienced the saving hand of Jesus in a way that none of the other disciples did. So let's not allow fear to keep us in the boat. Let's not allow fear to keep us fulfilling our mission here at Alamo United Methodist Church, where we are to be the light of Christ. We are to be his hands and feet, his eyes and ears as we go about spreading the blessed gospel. We are not to be afraid. We are to get out of the boat and sow the seeds of life that he's given us. The ripple effects of our faith may travel further than we could ever imagine. Will you step out in faith this morning? Will you get out of your comfort zone and serve the Lord? In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen. Amen. Let us all pray together. Help us, Lord, to keep our eyes ever on you, to trust in your promises, and to fully understand the rewards that comes from living a life of faith. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Oh, that boat is so comfortable.
It feels so good to be in that boat. Nothing's going to bother me if I stay in that boat. I can move along and not have to worry about it. I tell you, it feels so good in these pews in this church. I just want to sit here. But you know what, folks? We can't do that. Jesus wants us out of our comfort zone, and he wants us to step out in faith this morning. And during the invitation this morning, if you're one that needs to step out, maybe you've been holding back. Maybe you're scared. Maybe you don't know what's happening. I don't. I don't have a clue what's coming next. But I do know this. I know that Jesus is with me. And you know why I know that? Because he told me, and I believe it. I believe what he told me. So if you're here this morning and you need to step out, the altar is open. The invitation goes out to anyone, and especially those who may not have experienced his love, his salvation that he has for you. The altar is open for all who wishes to come.
Please stand for our hymn of invitation, Every Time I Feel the Spirit.
Every time I feel the Spirit moving in my heart.
Anyone that is not aware, James Murphy passed away last night, and you know, not asking prayers for him, he's up in heaven. Angels came and got him, but asking prayers of healing and comfort and strength for Janice Walker and her family. Lord, be with them and put the healing arms around Janice and her family. God bless. Donna Walker is asking prayers for her daughter, Angela. She will be having cancer surgery on Tuesday. Donna said, you know, she's battling with breast cancer, so keep Angela and the Walker family in your thoughts and prayers, and you know, pray heavily for you know, complete recovery for her, for the husband and her family. Lord, hear our prayers. And Virginia Molinoff is asking prayers for her daughter-in-law, Kristen, who, if, you know, remember, she had a very bad heart attack a few months ago, and she's going to have some type of surgery, complications have arisen, and so she's... the Molinoff family needs your thoughts and prayers. And also for Virginia's granddaughter, Reagan. Lord, hear our prayers. Asking prayers for Jim Whitney's son, Jim Jr. He's battling stage 4 cancer. Lord, hear our prayers for the Whitney family. God be with all of them. God be with all of us.
Amen.
Continue to keep our country and all of God's children around the world in your thoughts and prayers, as we need God more and more. And Michelle, when you see your mom and Lori, you know, give each other a birthday hug from me and tell her happy birthday. And I'll get a hug from y'all later. And known these people a long time, but happy anniversary, Keith and Dixie. God be with y'all. Thanks be to God to all of them. Continue to keep all of our homebound family and friends in your thoughts and prayers. Keep all of, you know, our first responders, the military, in your thoughts and prayers. And just go out and enjoy this Sunday. And hallelujah on that rain that God sent us last night. And we're supposed to have some good chances almost every day this week. So, you know, pray for more rain. And Pastor and Frank, you know, I'll be thinking to y'all tonight. And y'all are watching your game.
Oh.
But that's all right. My teams may lose today, too, so. But God bless. Enjoy this beautiful Sunday and have a good, wonderful, safe week.
Amen. Thank you, John. Would you please stand with me, please? Stand with me. And if you could you hold on to someone's hand while we pray this morning? If you can, if possible, just hold on and touch someone. Amen. Touch and agree. Amen. Choir, amen. Thank you so much. We're going to take a step of faith this morning. We're going to take a step of faith. And we're going to trust the Lord. We're going to trust Jesus. We, being Alamo United Methodist Church, together, we're going to take a step of faith. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much. We thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for how you instill the faith in us and how you said that you would take us all the way. Lord, we can't see where we're going right now. The way looks cloudy. Sometimes it seems like we're going sideways, we're going backwards or whatever. But you know what, Lord? You told us even this morning, you said if we take that step of faith, you said, Jesus, if we would just take it, you said you would be there with us. Well, Lord, we're taking that step of faith. We're going to take it together, and we're going to trust you to take us whatever we need to do. Your will be done, Lord. Bind us all together in Christian love, a love that the enemy cannot break. Help us, Lord. We give you all the praise and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Amen.
And as you are seating and being comfortable, would you please join me in the prayer Jesus taught us when he said, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. As we depart from here today, let us remember those less fortunate than ourselves, and continue to hold in prayer those who are homebound or ailing in any way. Be friendly and be safe, and let us join together again here next Sunday to receive the message that our pastor will bring us. And just an aside that is really the center point of all that we live for. I was a fourth grade student, and our fourth grade teacher had us recite a Bible verse at opening service every Monday morning. And I learned a Bible verse there from another student who was praying John 3:16 and took the time to teach it to me. These students who are here today are going to make a mark in their world the same as this Catherine's action did in mine, oh wow, 70 plus years ago. God bless our children. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Will you please stand for our closing hymn, Pass It On.
Go in peace.